One Nation leader Pauline Hanson is once again causing controversy, appearing on a podcast with convicted criminal and far-right activist Tommy Robinson in the UK. Fresh off the back of her press club address comments about ending multiculturalism, in this interview she lamented the end of the White Australia policy and claimed Muslims were often, quote, ripping off the NDIS.
In the Muslim streets, you've got quite a lot in that street who are on the NDIS scheme.
That claim's been rejected by the Federal Health Minister, and the conversation with Tommy Robinson attracted backlash as soon as it was published.
I am sat in London. I have the great pleasure of meeting a lady I've looked up to for years.
So who is Tommy Robinson? Well, his real name is Stephen Yaxley Lennon. He's served jail time and been convicted of multiple crimes over the years, like fraud and assault, including assault of a police officer. In 2009, he founded far-right anti-Muslim group the English Defence League, which was known for violent protests, and then he left that group about a year later. But he kept up a serious presence online, and in recent years he's been gaining more and more prominence, interacting with rich and powerful figures like Elon Musk. He's got 2 million followers on X, formerly known as Twitter, but he's banned on Instagram and Facebook for repeatedly breaking hate speech policies. British politicians, including former Conservative PM Boris Johnson and the far-right Reform Party's Nigel Farage, have also distanced themselves from Robinson, with Boris Johnson calling his actions racist thuggery. Now, Pauline Hanson isn't the only Australian Tommy Robinson's been hanging out with lately. In June, Nine Network sacked its longtime Today Show host Carl Stefanovic after Robinson appeared on his podcast. Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young has slammed Pauline Hanson's appearance with the UK figure.
To go overseas, to hang out with a criminal thug, to be laughing on his show about multiculturalism back here in Australia, which we are, Pauline Hanson is the most un-Australian politician in the parliament.
And Health Minister Mark Butler says he's, quote, loath to respond to the podcast, but he's dismissed Ms Hanson's claims about Muslim people and the NDIS.
So I'm not sure where Ms Hanson is getting her figures from, but they've never been provided to me as the Minister for Disabilities and the Minister for the NDIS. I suspect they don't exist.
Senator Hanson also used the Tommy Robinson podcast to discuss the possibility that her daughter Lee could take over leadership of One Nation, saying while she doesn't believe in nepotism, Lee has potential.